Welcome to the B Show.
The B Show.
The B Show.
A wrestling podcast.
My friends, what's happening, my wrestling freaks out there? It's another edition of the B Show, a wrestling podcast. My man Dixon, it's Smoothie. Jay still out. And there you go.
That's, I had like two major issues and he's still not back yet.
I don't know what's wrong with my little buddy, but he ain't good. He's getting better though. He should be better next month, I guess.
I hope so.
I don't know. But let's be honest. Fan. He's I like to call him like the fan. He is the fanboy.
He's a little bit of a fanboy.
You know what I mean? He's a fanboy. He likes to he geeks out.
He's the fancy fanboy.
He is a fancy fanboy, man. So of course we talk wrestling here. Sometimes we'll throw some MMA. Sometimes we'll throw whatever the hell we feel like throwing in. But obviously, Road to WrestleMania, where we are here in Syracuse, they'll be here next week under very little fanfare. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it was weird. Today was the first time it dawned on me that there was a show coming.
So yeah, I got tickets. Sure. I'm going to bring the kids. You know, just me. My wife's going to a girls' night, so it's just me. I should probably be scared.
Ah, you're good.
Nah, my kid, he was doing the sharpshooter on his stuffed big dog this morning.
You got to get him a wrestle buddy.
He has one. He has Kofi. But they're not big. It's one of the ones where you punch, you know, and it talks back to you.
Gotcha.
No, he has this huge, like 3 foot tall dog that he won playing the toss in the bucket game a couple years ago at the fair. So he wrestles it, slams it, power. It's hilarious.
We got to send him to Connecticut. He can work for Interspecies Wrestling.
Yeah, great, great. Little midget.
No, they do all kinds of crazy gimmicks up there. Yeah, I'll show you online and we'll talk about it next week.
Awesome. There you go. But this week's Raw, pretty much uneventful. Obviously, the lead up, the build up. That's what they're doing right now.
Man.
I don't know, man.
I mean, there's a few cool things to take away from it.
All right.
One for me was the sort of shoot aspect of Shane's promo in the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was scripted because you heard him fumble twice and then go right back. So you know he memorized that,
right.
You know. But it's weird to me that somebody wrote a script that basically kind of is saying Roman Reigns' push is done if Shane wins. You know, like he in not so many words said, I'm tired of guys that have the push but not the go.
Right.
And I want to have the guys that have the go that don't necessarily have the push.
Right.
So to me, that was him saying,
hey, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Roman, your time's coming.
Yep.
And truthfully, I think deservedly so. And then I'm you know, it's completely ruined at the end of the segment when you have a 42-year-old Shane McMahon throwing some of the worst worked punches I've ever seen.
It was bad. That was terrible.
Guys that you know are enhancement talents.
Oh, they're all NXT guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're new guys down at NXT. They're just trying to...
Or they're local wrestlers that are there, because that happens a lot, too.
Yeah.
But it's just like, for me, if I'm booking this, I would have kept Shane away from any physicality up until the door of the cell clanged shut.
Do you maybe put, a manager with him? Or maybe he has another wrestler that come. You know what I'm saying?
See, I have this weird thing in my head, just based off what happened Monday night.
Yep.
That somehow, some way, because of what happened, Survivor Series 2014, and them now picking up that thing with Dolph Ziggler,
mm-hmm.
that Ziggler may be the guy that ends up helping Shane to get
because
Hunter
he used to be.
And
well, then
out.
you connect because then you're looking at. Of course, he used to be in the Spirit Squad. You know what I mean? And the Spirit Squad used to be their go-to guys back when, you know. So, yeah. I mean, definitely. There's something there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something there. There's no doubt.
My other favorite thing that happened on Monday night was, not to jump ahead, but obviously the main event was Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose. Ambrose was up. Lights go out. Wyatts are surrounding Dean Ambrose.
Yep.
They give him the beat down. Out comes Triple H.
Yep.
And before the Wyatts walk away, there's this coy little interaction between Bray and Triple H where they go nose to nose.
Right.
And Bray does the creepy touch down the title before he laughs, points to the back, and his minions take off with him.
Right.
So for me, My guess here is Rollins, while he is working out in Orlando, is pretty far away from coming back.
Mm-hmm.
There's no clear-cut top heel in WWE right now.
Right.
I think Triple H is probably on the verge of becoming that guy again, at least for right now,
yep.
with Shane winning,
right.
him and Stephanie coming out of power, and
yep.
there'll be some angle where you see Shane force him back into a full-time contract.
You think so?
I think so.
Interesting.
Not in real life, obviously, but
No. Yeah, yeah. At least a storyline where he's at least wrestling TV shows.
Yeah. And you can tell, too, because he's leaned out again.
Yep.
He
trains like a monster.
He does.
DeFranco, I mean, he trains with DeFranco, and I always see videos. Those guys, basically, after Raw is done from wherever they're at in the States, they fly home, and they'll be working out at 2 a.m. sometimes to get their work. I mean, dude, him and Steph, they train like monsters. There's no doubt about that.
They do. And you can tell with him going from being the big
jacked,
beast.
Yeah, while he was tearing every muscle he had.
To having more of that V shape
yep.
that he's getting in ring shape.
Right, right. It would be interesting. And then, I mean, obviously, Bray is a heel. They're not faces. You know, I would like them to see them just go full tilt heel and just pummel a lot of people.
You literally have three of the six biggest guys on the entire roster
yeah.
standing behind the best talker outside of Paul Heyman.
Yeah.
And somehow these guys are booked 50-50 all the
time. Oh, it's terrible. It's awful. It makes no sense. I mean, you have the problem is at least when they had Rowan and Harper, you had a legit tag team there.
Yeah.
Now you don't even have that. I don't even know what they're doing. Harper's getting used like crap.
Yeah, it's focusless right now,
yeah.
and I'm not really sure why, considering how much Vince is in love with big bodies and
right.
monsters like
right.
that. And you've got three dudes.
And those guys aren't the prototype, faces. So,
right.
They're those guys that are just killers. I mean, that's what they are.
I keep having this recurring nightmare that they end up getting saddled with some stupid Duck Dynasty thing if they go faced.
Yeah, it's not a good idea. I mean, Luke was going that route for a little bit,
yeah.
and then he pissed some people off, and after doing the Jericho thing and the T-shirt thing, and then he kind of got guess what? Here's go to the back burner, son. You know.
Hey, we all do dumb stuff, but at that level,
who cares?
Especially over a social media thing.
Well, here's the thing now is when you look at social media and you look at what they're doing on the network with this with all these shows. The whole thought process of the kayfabe thing is gone,
yeah.
Because they're doing swerve and they're using the bad guys, and so it's just like it's not believable. At least it's not for us because we're a little older. For kids,
yeah.
obviously, it's a different ballgame. But it's just like you're already doing it. You're letting the cat out of the bag.
And like we discussed last week, this wouldn't be such an issue if they went to the UFC MMA
yeah.
style of
right.
matchups, and the matchup
right.
dictates who's good and who's bad,
right?
Because not everybody in life
mm-hmm.
is inherently all good
yep.
or inherently all bad.
Absolutely.
So how can you paint those lines within that sort of structure of yep. professional wrestling?
Speaking of that, which we did see this week, the whole AJ Styles, Chris Jericho, Jericho with the turn. So obviously he's going to play that heel part
yeah.
For their series or whatever they're going to do up to WrestleMania.
And it kills me to say it, but it was a good turn.
Oh, yeah. Made total sense.
And he did it well. Where
yep.
sometimes Jericho doesn't really get on board with the angles
right.
and tends to half-ass things.
Yeah.
He was fully on board with this. My only real concern, if we're being completely honest,
yep.
is can 46-year-old Chris Jericho hang with AJ Styles, who, quite frankly, is literally in the prime of his athletic career.
Yeah.
I mean, AJ has to slow down working with Jericho.
But, when he slows down, I think it looks better. Do you know what I mean? Some of the things off the ropes, they look a little better when he slows down,
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
But by the same token, I think if you put him in the ring, and I'm not calling for this,
yeah,
simply
I got you.
A guy like Neville, a guy like Kalisto,
oh, it's a whole different ballgame.
Tyler Breeze,
oh yeah,
a guy that can go at his pace.
Yep.
I think a lot of that stuff would still look crisp.
Right.
I think a lot of the issue with the Styles, Jericho, and the speed, it really lands on Jericho.
Oh yeah.
And he can't fault a guy. He's almost 50 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be good. Jericho's the natural heel no matter what. So
yeah, he's very unlikable. And that's coming from somebody that genuinely has a hatred
yeah.
for the guy.
Because his band sucks.
Yeah, the band's awful.
It's awful.
But also, I mean, Monday night, another player rejoins the deck, so to speak, with Sami Zayn.
Yeah, out. How about that, man? I mean, I think, we were just talking about before we came on, and the IC title is becoming a main player title again. you know, where probably the U.S. title is going to drop off at some point, I would think.
Well,
you know?
It wasn't something Vince created, so of right. course it's gonna stay in the shadow.
Yeah, I think they need to bring, well, we've talked about it, the cruiserweight title back for those smaller guys. But, I mean, IC title, you're looking at, there's a whole run of guys that could really make something really good there.
Well, Owens,
you know,
is,
I mean,
definitely going in as champ.
Yep.
You're definitely going to see Sami Zayn in that yeah. match. It's essentially the replacement of the Money in the Bank. So you put a guy like Neville in there, he's going to look fantastic. Mm-hmm. Dolph, Miz.
Yep.
There'll be a couple more names that you see get added to
right.
it. You know, guys like R-Truth that might not have some
lower
to
end
do.
Guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody that you know going in isn't going to win, but
right.
might be able to pop off a nice spot in there.
Yeah, they're going to do something, you know, that's worth it, and then probably something's going to make people laugh. I mean, that's what's going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. My only real big sort of like bummer about it is not having Kofi in it.
Yeah.
Just because he always pulls off some really, really inventive and innovative ways to fall spectacularly off that ladder.
Which we haven't really seen him do too much of that since he's been with the New Day, because he hasn't had to. You know?
I also think part of it is he's done it. He did it, I mean, for almost a decade. And
yeah,
I think
his body's beat
time,
up. Yeah, he's beat up. There's no doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, IC title, I think, is that whatever match they do, who knows? Did they say what it's going to be yet?
They haven't, but, I mean, all things indicate that it's going to be a 5,
ladder,
6,
or
7
like
man
that.
Ladder match.
Yeah. It could be cool.
I want to see Owens do the senton off the top of the ladder. He's been teasing that he's wanted to do it for years.
Yeah.
So.
It'd be you got your most athletic guys, you know what I mean, with and the right title, you know. It's just, I just wish that they could take some of that younger and move them into the heavyweight title picture. You know, I'm tired of seeing, like I said, we've talked about it. I mean, Reigns, they tried to do the Austin thing. It doesn't work. I like what Ambrose does, but sometimes that doesn't work. You know, it's who do you put up there, you know what I mean, that's worthwhile to go after that belt with Rollins being out, even with Orton being out. I mean, at least he's a title
Cesaro's out.
I mean,
still out.
Yeah, nobody wants to see. They're not going to let Cena have the belt anyway, because they're not going to allow anybody to break Ric Flair's record as long as Triple H is in charge.
You'd be surprised, because Vince is still pulling the strings, and Cena's one of Vince's guys.
Yeah, but I just don't think they want anybody being 16-time world champion like Flair. I just don't see it happen.
See, I tend to disagree, only because Flair won the majority of his titles elsewhere.
Right.
If those were 16 WWE World Championship yeah. wins, you would probably not see that record eclipsed.
Right.
But Vince wants his guy, his homegrown guy that
yeah.
never worked anywhere else,
right.
to have that
We'll see. I don't know. We'll see.
Do I think the
right.
Nature Boy deserves to keep that forever and ever? I do.
Yeah.
But again, as an 11-year-old, I yeah. also thought that about Harley Race with his 7 times.
You know what's rough? You know what's rough is watching... And is watching the promos now, and you go back to watch the old Ric Flair stuff, and obviously you get older, you get a little more senile as hell now.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
It's crazy. But it's just sad. Like, even with The Undertaker, like, I don't want to see The Undertaker wrestle anymore, man. Go off into the sunset. I don't care about a WrestleMania freaking number. I don't care about any of that. You know, it's just like, after him and Triple H, Russ, I didn't need to see him again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They could have 20-0 and bam, been done. Didn't need to see him wrestle Brock, because we knew what that was going to be like. He's
and
over.
Look what that did to him.
Yeah, it tore him apart. I mean, yeah, he's overstayed his welcome to me.
And not only did that take a year of his career away from
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah.
That took a year of his life
right.
away from him. Brock did some damage to
because he's rough.
Yeah. I
to
mean,
a 50-year-old guy.
Yeah, I mean.
Almost 60, right?
Yeah.
You know, so we're talking a guy that his body can't take that beating no more.
And as of WrestleMania this year, I believe, and I could be wrong on this, he's 58 years old.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense, man. I don't know. I mean, there's I don't really want to see Triple H anymore. Don't get me wrong, as a heel, I love what he does. As a talker, he's one of the best. I don't care to see it. His same five movesets.
What I'm hoping for is, because he has that connection to Flair in the old school,
yep.
is that he comes back and he shows off a new style, a style that complements an older guy
right.
like he is now, and takes a lot of the impact off.
Yep.
I mean, he's a guy that's had the torn bi, mm-hmm. the torn tri, mm-hmm. the torn hamstring, the torn quadricep. If he's smart about this, he comes back as a far less athletic but far more aggressive Triple H.
Right.
And it becomes more of like the beatdown scenarios
yep.
we've seen.
Sledgehammer, that kind
of
stuff. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. That's his cup
of
tea.
The less risk he takes, the more yep. less likely he is to get hurt.
Right. Undertaker is 50.
Oh.
I swear I thought he was older than that.
I thought he was way older, too.
Well, maybe it's just that
beating. Maybe Wikipedia is wrong.
Hey, maybe, hold on. Let's see if we can find it. Maybe we'll find it somewhere else. Hang on. Undertaker age. It says 50 all a lot of different places, man. Kane's 48. Cena's 38. Lesnar's 38. Oh, there you go. I didn't know Kane
was
that old.
I thought that dude was closer to 60. Because I'm trying to think. The first time I think I saw him was 88 or 89 as Mean Mark Callis in WCW.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're talking that was 27 years ago?
Something like that.
So if he was 23 then, yeah, 50. That makes sense.
Yeah, there you go. 50 years. I mean, you know, hey, Mean Mark Callis, what a great, great name, right?
One half of the skyscrapers.
What else? Punisher Dice Morgan in New Japan.
Oh, yeah.
great. Obviously, Undertaker was his pretty much his biggest thing. I mean, it's so funny to see. So when you talk about the skyscrapers, was it him and Sid? Or was it him and...
Danny Spivey,
Danny Spivey. But then, didn't Sid or Kevin Nash ended up in that at some point, didn't they?
No, it was Sid and Spivey.
Right.
And then I believe Spivey and Callis.
Right, okay, there you
because
go.
Because Sid had taken off for the E.
Yes, yes. I still remember that. Oh, man. You're bringing back memories. You're making me blush.
He had some weird gimmick in Memphis with Jerry Lawler, too.
Let's see if I can find that. Wikipedia. Thanks. Appreciate it.
But ironically, he did debut in WWE as Kane, The Undertaker.
Yes, he did. It actually says it. You're actually correct.
All those years later.
So, but you know, it so doesn't. Well, maybe that they don't look that far out on storylines, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And obviously, I mean, he debuted late 80s. Kane didn't come into fruition until the 90s.
The Master of Pain.
Master of Pain was Master the USWA, Pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Managed by Dutch Mantel. How about that?
Sid had a terrible gimmick down there, too.
Did he?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
And one of these guys, I don't remember who it was, but there was like a Christmas monster that Lawler put together. And it was either Sid or it was Taker, yeah, or it might have been Glenn Jacobs who plays Kane.
Yeah.
One of them was called like the Christmas monster, yes, or something down there.
I still think the dentist thing was Kane's best. There's no doubt.
Or fake Diesel.
Or fake Diesel. Oh, that was so bad, right?
Well, I watched...
Who was the fake razor?
Fake razor was Rich Bogner.
Which nobody...
Who ended up... He ended up being a big... Not necessarily a big name, but a decent-sized American fighter in New Japan.
Gotcha. Yeah, that was so great. the things that Vince used to do, man.
Well, I mean, you got to look at it from the perspective of the... I mean, Bischoff went back to that well with the fake Sting.
Yeah.
Just about 10 years later.
You're right. You're right. We will talk about Bischoff coming up in a bit, but speaking of all these fake, I still think the table with the Nacho Man,
the Huckster?
The Huckster. I think that might have been one of the greatest promo pieces WCW ever did.
That in the Kevin Nash.
Or who did WWE
thing.
Do that, or did...
No, that was WWE.
That was WWE.
Fun of,
that's making fun of. That's right.
Yeah, because it
right.
was Billionaire Ted.
Yes.
The Huckster.
Yeah, the Huckster.
And the Nacho
yeah.
Man.
So great. It was so great.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. And then when the Four Horsemen got made fun of by Nash
by the
and those guys,
yeah,
that was
I
pretty
mean,
funny
that was,
too.
It sucked being a Four Horsemen fan.
Right.
But it was hilarious. And especially if you go back and watch it now, it's
spot oh, yeah.
on.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even though Arn got super pissed. You know what I mean? But that, you know, it was funny. And then the only other one that I thought was hilarious was when DX did The Nation.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny, too.
When they had the weird actor dress up like Owen.
Yeah. See, those are the great days. The great day. What did I forget what the hell he said.
I'm not a nugget.
I'm not a nugget. taking you down memory lane here on the B Show, man. So coming up this weekend, can we just get a pay-per-view between Payback and WrestleMania? I mean, this is what this is, right? I mean,
you're talking Roadblock.
Roadblock, right? Saturday. I mean, it's a backhanded pay-per-view.
I mean, technically, none of them are pay-per-view anymore because you can't buy them
right.
on your cable networks
right.
anymore. But
well, can you? I think you can. I think you could. Well, not you could buy WrestleMania. You can't buy the rest of them. They
yeah,
all on that
yeah,
network. Yeah.
yeah. yeah. I feel like this is just a last ditch effort to sort of
to put a swerve in.
Yeah, well, they're trying real hard to make everybody believe that Dean Ambrose is actually maybe going to take the title from Triple H.
Yeah, we know it's not
going
to happen.
But it's not going to happen. Hmm. I'm sorry, neither Reigns nor Ambrose are established enough to go in and headline WrestleMania versus the other.
No. That's why they brought...
5 years from now, maybe.
I don't even... Ambrose, yes. Rollins, yes. Reigns, no.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know what? They're just not... They're not pitching. We've talked about it. They need to bring that whole Samoan dynasty thing together. And then you know what I'm saying? You could build them into something.
Or at the very least, let the dude have a heel run.
Yeah.
I mean, if people are going to boo him, give them a reason.
Well, think what they did with The Rock. I mean, when The Rock started getting booed as Rocky Maivia, you know, he switched over into the Nation role. And then look where he went. I mean, that can't be where they're going, because I don't think he has the charisma that Dwayne has. But, I mean, come on. You know what I'm saying?
Well, remember, too, that The Rock joined Nation of Domination with Farooq as the leader.
Right.
And then usurped that position from within.
Yep.
I don't necessarily see it as a bad thing to maybe, if you do turn him, which I don't think they're going to,
right,
with Wade Barrett leaving, put him in the League of Nations. Samoa's a nation.
Yeah, no, you're right. That could be interesting.
And then that way you've got a few guys,
yeah,
not Rusev,
right,
that can actually talk. And it,
but he's been more vocal lately, too, just not off mic.
Yeah, he's still terrible, though.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, Sheamus, for all the grief I give him for being one of my least favorite professional wrestlers of all time, is at least solid on the mic.
Right.
Alberto Del Rio, I think, is genius on the mic.
But you can't understand him.
You can't. I'm a little Puerto Rican, so...
Well, you can, but I mean, I don't understand how he says, I mean, you know. But you're right, he is good on the mic.
And he's a heat magnet. So
right.
If you really want to get Reigns some real heel heat...
You put him there.
Go away heat.
Yep.
You put him with the League of Nations.
Right. And then you just have him go out and just crush people.
He's their monster.
Yep. Just go, you know what? You're going to come down. You're not going to say a word for like the first month or two. A word. You're just going to come down, stand there, and just beat people up.
Yeah.
That's all you're going to do.
And stop wearing the bulletproof vest. It makes you look like a goof.
Could we put him in some like leggings or something?
Well, when he was in Florida, he had regular gear. He looked great.
Did he really? And they brought him. That's a Vince. That's so a Vince thing.
Well, it was the Shield.
Yeah, that's the Vince thing. Some of the other matches on this card, they actually... they have Reigns against Sheamus, so Reigns has been off TV for the last 2 weeks, right?
Getting his deviated septum.
Yeah,
fixed.
Deviated septum. Yeah, because the blade job, you know, apparently.
Don't get me started on that, man.
I mean, the video is out there of Byron giving him the blade. It's hilarious. Like, dude, you could have just left it on the table,
or put it in your tape, or. You know what I mean? Like you're wearing a full outfit. You can't tell me that there's not some place that safely put a blade in your cargo pants, your stupid bulletproof vest, your T-shirt,
right,
your compression shirt, your gloves,
your
boots.
I'm surprised that they actually let him blade. I'm not going to lie.
It's not something that is completely banned
right. In
WWE.
They just don't want to see
it. It's frowned upon.
Yeah.
And based on what state you're in,
yep,
and what the rules of the athletic commission are, if it's governed by the athletic commission,
right,
is where you're allowed to or not. Like in New York State, it's not allowed.
Ah, okay.
You're not allowed to blade.
Right.
Does it happen? I don't know.
Does it? It could be. Maybe not. Who knows?
But yeah, I mean, it's a frustrating situation because I feel like anybody else that would want or lobby for that, like if Jericho and AJ wanted blood in their feud, they'd get told no.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's true. Talking Triple H.
Hard way.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Which, that's not happening these days.
No.
Not with the light that's being left on punches with the majority of the guys out there.
Right.
So, I don't know. It, for me, it was a nice nod to the old school, but I think it was poorly executed, in my opinion, far too much blood for the injury they tried to sell.
Oh, it's ridiculous. He must have cut himself really good. A couple staples?
Maybe. Well, the other thing, too, man, is like, you know, playing football and all the physicality that guys like you and I have been through over the years, like head wounds just bleed.
Oh, yeah.
And all you've got to do if you have like a little nick on your forehead is to hold your breath and try and push
get
air
that
out
blood pressure up. Yeah, yeah.
Pushing.
Yep.
And then the next thing you know, you've got a geyser.
Yeah.
It mixes with your sweat. Then your adrenaline kicks in. And the next thing you know, you're gushing like Niagara Falls.
Yeah. Kind of like Nick Diaz before he choked out Conor McGregor the other day.
Don't get me started on that, man.
Why? What's wrong? What?
I hate Nate Diaz. I hate his brother.
But you hate him, but, like, You know what? Here's the deal. Like, you can hate the guy, but he put a beating.
I don't like Connor either.
But I love what the here's the deal. I love what those guys do. Listen, they could talk shit and then they come out and they back it up and beat people up. I got no problems with that. Do I like Nick or Nate Diaz? No, I think they're both two douchebags. But what he did, he said, "Listen, it's kill or be killed." That it's like, and then if I get through the first round and I get my win, you're screwed. And obviously, that dude walks around at a 170, where Connor walks around at like 155.
Yeah.
You're going to get beat up. I mean, and he hit him in the jaw. And as soon as you see that, and you see Connor's eyes bubble around, yeah. I was like, "Oh, this is not good."
I mean, that's really what happens. I mean, he went up two weight classes to fulfill his obligation.
Yep. He should have made Nick come down to 160. He should have made him come down to 160 or at least 165, because that 5 pounds could make a difference.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? But then Connor tried to put on weight. Like, what are you doing? Just stay at the weight you're at, bro. You know? But it was, hey, listen, you gotta give it, you know, he went out, stepped up, fought. He didn't make any excuses for losing. I like that kind of stuff.
Oh, I agree. I mean,
it was a good fight. But Tate and Holm was a really good fight, too.
I'm proud of Misha coming back.
Finally, yeah.
Five in a row.
Yeah.
Getting the title. I don't think she's going to last against Ronda.
No, but here's the thing. I agree with her. She had an interview today, I believe it was with Jay Moore at Fox, and said that I kind of agree with her that Ronda's heart is gone. You know what I mean? Like, the last thing they should do with Ronda is put her in there against a championship. Have her fight Zingaro again. Have her fight a fucking cupcake match to at least give her a little bit of hey, okay, I can still do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is the most dumbest thing I hear people say. Oh, she's it's terrible. Can she do this still?
Well,
whatever.
I think you give her a tomato can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then you give her Holm again.
Yep.
And then you give her Misha.
Yeah. And then, let Misha fight once or twice. I mean, Holm and Misha, I think, should have a rematch.
I agree.
I don't think Rousey's ready to come back, but that's just my opinion. But it was a good card.
It wasn't bad. I watched all the prelims, which were actually pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest about that.
Well, they all went to the judges.
And there's nothing worse than that.
Nah, no, it's terrible. It's awful. I would rather see somebody get, and you got to give Holm credit. She did not tap out.
No, she went out. And
she went out.
I've never seen a girl not tap.
Badass. That was like, she just, that last punch, you just hear her arm just drop, and it was,
And that was my only real thing with Connor, is I wish he had just not tapped.
Oh, I know. He tapped immediately when he knew he was in there and couldn't stop. Like, no, fuck that. You're going to have to put
me
to sleep.
Where's your jiu-jitsu, bro? Like, you shouldn't be in the cage if you don't have any jiu-jitsu.
That's the thing. He doesn't have any. Like, he can ground and pound. He's a brawler.
Yeah.
He's a brawler. That's what he does, man.
But look at Matt Hughes, for example. And I know we're going way back.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a dude that once he got past his ego of saying that my hands and my wrestling can carry me and actually went and learned the jiu-jitsu, he out-jiu-jitsu'd Hoyce Gracie.
Yeah, I know. He sure did.
In a fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And granted, Hoyce was a little bit older. And I know he's going to fight Ken Shamrock.
No, they just did.
Oh, did they?
Oh, it was bad.
Ugh.
It was terrible. He hit. You didn't watch that?
No.
He hit Shamrock with a nut shot. I don't think it was on accident. Shamrock thought it was. He went bananas. He hit him with a nut shot. And Shamrock went down, looked at the ref, and started yelling at the ref, and Gracie just grounded pounded him out. And then
Ken Shamrock, man.
It was like maybe a minute and a half. I don't even know. It wasn't that long. It was terrible.
Oh, that was the same night that Dada 3000 almost died, wasn't
Yes, it was.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was really bad, too. I mean, that was really bad. Yeah. I don't want to see fights like that.
No. And if I do, I want it to be like Fox Celebrity Boxing circa 1993.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Like, can we just get Celebrity Deathmatch? We'll just make you clay, all right? We'll make you out of clay and then see how you do.
I actually know. Like, I think I'm the only person on the planet that genuinely loved Brawl for All.
I don't know what that is.
Remember Brawl for All back in the night? Okay, so they took WWE guys at the time and had them actually compete in boxing matches with grappling in the ring. It was the one that Bart Gunn won.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I remember that. Yes, all right. Yeah.
And it was made so that JR could become a manager at the time, because they genuinely thought Steve Williams was going to come in and just roughhouse all these guys.
Right.
But what they forgot was that Bart Gunn was a Gold Gloves boxer.
Yeah, right.
And Steve Williams, although I will say he is one of the toughest dudes of all time in professional wrestling, wasn't going to be able to box that dude.
Yeah.
And when you're wearing like the oversized boxing gloves,
yeah,
there's no way to really secure a takedown because you can't touch your hands.
Yep. Right, right.
You know, and then Bart Gunn got knocked silly by Butterbean at WrestleMania in about 12 seconds.
Yeah, it was great. It was
one of what I would consider to be the most disgustingly brutal knockouts I've ever seen in my life was not the punch that knocked him out, but the second one that came while he was still standing before he started to fall. Like, you just see that dude get hit by Butterbean. And
eyes
just
roll.
Cringe, because you're just like, he's dead now.
Life is over for him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, there you go. Little MMA talk from us. How about that? So getting back on Bischoff, they got a DVD they're coming out with. And unfortunately, it'll be, of course, obviously, probably geared more towards WWE and the Monday Night War stuff. But he did a lot of great shit while he was down at WCW, I thought. You know what I mean?
There were some fantastic concepts. The issue is that I don't think he saw the grand picture.
Yeah.
I think had he had somebody else there, like a checks and balances system.
Right.
So that not everything was NWO oriented.
Right. Because it did get a little ridiculous when there's like 30 guys on the roster. And
then there's two different NWOs.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You've got the Latino World Order and you've got this and that. And it's just like, cool, take your thing, be your own thing.
Right.
Bring somebody in that can actually write TV for the cruiserweight guys.
Right.
And somebody's writing for your tag division. Let Eric stay off over here and oversee everything.
Yeah.
But you see, as soon as the NWO took off and became its own entity,
yep,
that everything else fell off. And that was my only thing that
It totally fell off. It was just, I mean, you had Sting and Luger against basically the world. I mean, that was kind of what it was.
Yeah.
You know, and you had the Steiner brothers. It was just, yeah, man, they had some really good guys down there, and I think you're right. They didn't use them the right way when it got to a certain point. When they're like, oh, this is, well, let's ride this money train that the NWO is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I agree.
And to allow Goldberg to suffer his first loss the way that they did,
yeah,
with the stupid Scott Hall taser stick. And
right.
You wasted it. You ruined it.
Yeah. No, there was really bad. I mean, you know, Master P, that whole thing. How bad was that?
He was just so obsessed with bringing celebrities
in. Oh, it was so bad.
In. Remember the whole debacle with Kiss?
Oh, yeah.
And
yep.
Not Vampiro. I forget the dude's name. It's Dale something. Dale,
yes.
Torborg.
Yes.
Came out as the Kiss Demon.
He did the Demon, yeah.
And nobody cared.
Nope.
And that cost them almost $5 million to have Kiss there and license everything.
Yeah.
And the gimmick lasted 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was really bad. I do like the Vampiro gimmick. I like, though.
I love cool. Vampiro. That dude is just bipolar and impossible to work with.
Oh, and you would know. But yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with this DVD. It looks interesting. You know what I mean? But I just, like, obviously we're not going to get any of the TNA stuff, because what they started at TNA was actually kind of good. And then I don't know where it just went the wrong way.
Instead of using the talent he had at his disposal, he started bringing in Scott Steiner and Kevin Nash, and then it became like this.
Well, no, Nash was there. Nash was there already.
Well, I'm talking into like the
oh, the main. Yeah. The main. Yeah. 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 Because they tried to see if Lightning would strike twice, and it didn't. Although the Main Event Mafia was pretty cool.
It was cool.
Yeah.
You know, but my biggest issue with why the Bischoff-Hogan thing didn't work in TNA is because they had built, much like ECW had,
mm-hmm,
a very strong and very fervent fan base.
Yes.
And they liked their guys, the
yep,
AJs, the Lowkeys,
yep,
the Amazing Reds, the Samoa
all
Joes,
all the guys
Chris
that they
Daniels
developed. Yeah, they all developed those guys.
And then as soon as Hogan and Bischoff walk in, it's like, yo, here's all the WCW retreads.
Yep.
Your homegrown guys. Oh, you're adorable. We're going to put you in like these 8-man X Division matches that make no sense so that we can use you all. But the main event is going to be these guys, and nominate one dude from your locker
room. Which was Styles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of sucked because, like, all the momentum that guys like Bobby Roode and James Storm and Eric Young.
Didn't they have, was it Team Canada? Then they had, was it Roode?
Well, Team Canada was a little bit before that.
That's right.
That was Roode.
Because they were,
Eric
the beer
Young
money had already, yeah, they'd already split.
Because that was back in the days where Chris Harris was tagged.
Was America's
with James
Most
Storm.
Wanted.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Which was, that was another good tag team, too.
Man, and what happened to that dude when he went to the E?
Sheesh.
Got all chubby, got put on ECW.
And bye-bye, sir.
Yeah.
I guess you should have stayed where you were at. They definitely, there's no doubt that they should be out of business now. I don't know why the hell they're still running, but.
Dixie's dad.
Yeah, well. Duh. But, and then, I mean, they get TV deals. You can't hate on that.
If,
it's a TV station probably most people can't see, but.
I mean, POP is actually in far more homes than Destination USA was.
Really?
Like, by five times.
No shit.
But the issue is when you watch it on Destination USA, it actually looked
the production
like a real TV.
The production
show.
was much better than it is
and
now.
And now you go over to POP TV, which used to be TV Guide Network,
right?
And it's not offered in HD anywhere.
So yeah.
So now you've got the black lines, and you've got what looks like shoddy local production.
Right.
So it might as well just be, you know, like whatever you call the cable access.
Yeah. Do you remember those shows though? What didn't we have a cable access
UWA.
Wrestling show? What was it? Was it UWA?
Oh yeah.
Oh, so bad. I remember I watched one of those. I went to one once. I knew the referee, and it was so it was cold. We were in Oswego.
Oh boy.
In a boxing gym.
Oh, I remember those.
Oh,
days.
So bad, man. I'm just like, and then they're taping, and they went down into a snowbank, and then they came back. I'm just like, what is happening right now?
I think the worst part about that whole thing was them trying to wrestle in a boxing ring.
Oh yeah,
because it was the four ropes and then the
but
connectors.
They taped up. Then the thing is they tightened up the ropes because I remember there was a whole to do when we first got there. They're tightening up the ropes and all that. But then there's no lighting. I'm like they don't even have like any lighting. So they had one dude had a spotlight going down the stairway. It was hilarious, dude. He had a spotlight so they could see. I'm just like, what the hell kind of backwoods shit am I watching right now? But they taped like three episodes and I'm like, dude, I really want to go home. But that was the first time I ever had cams.
There you go.
It was so good.
That was actually before backyard wrestling even really picked up and took off.
Yes, because this was 98, 99, maybe? 96, no, yeah, 98, 99. Somewhere in there. 98, yeah. 2000. Somewhere in that range. I was like 19 or 20. I wanted to get into that stuff. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. You know what I mean? I did train for about a month and a half.
I have not trained at all, and somehow I stand here undefeated at 1-0.
You
my
do
well, career.
You know, Ben's not very smart, so you know
that's true.
So, yeah, I did try. I forget who the hell the guys were. They were
Bombshell Billy.
Was it Bombshell? No, was it? No, I don't know who the hell the Federation or whatever the hell they call themselves. I forget what the hell it was, but it was at the skating rink in Mattydale. We had the ring there.
It was UWA Ringmasters, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. No, oh, no, it was like UJW, I don't know, some. These dudes were actually pretty decent wrestlers. I learned how to take, obviously, a normal bump. I think I got a concussion like the second weekend. I didn't tuck. Didn't tuck my chin.
Yeah, me neither on the parking lot.
No, you didn't. How you feeling, by the way? Better?
I'm at like 85%.
All right. And then they tried to get me to do a handstand fall. Why, I don't know.
Well, you were much bigger at that point.
No,
you?
I was 20, 21, 22. I was only like 350.
But I'm not talking
strength-wise, I didn't have the strength I have now. So I couldn't lock out my elbows. So every time I went to lock out, one went and then
playing semi-pro at that time?
Yeah, but I didn't lift.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was bad. You know, I'm not a smart kid. I can hit people, man. That's my job. Just hold on.
There you go.
Push people around. You could do that when you weigh a lot of weight. And then when I learned the fireman takeover, I was actually very good at that. Run the ropes, that you know, all that kind of. I didn't learn a lot.
Your kidneys.
Oh god, so bad. I didn't learn a lot, but I learned you know some things. It was fun. I never got to body slam anybody. I was kind of disappointed in that.
Me neither. My whole thing was I got to hit guys that are genuine friends of mine with things that you don't hit your friends with.
I really wish I would have been able to hit Ben with a chair like you did.
Oh man, kayfabe doesn't exist anymore, right?
Not really.
Ben Hameen is one of the coolest dudes ever. Like, that dude let me kick him in the nuts, hit him with a flagpole.
Did he tell you harder? That's the thing that just blew my mind. I'm like, what? What are you doing?
I got him with a PVC pole that he still has a mark on his back from.
Jesus.
I hit him so hard in the head with a chair that he still has a crease in his skull. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of dude does that?
Yeah. He's actually doing very well for himself now.
He is. I don't know if he wants it out there, but he's got a nice new job in the world of professional
wrestling. He still does the podcast stuff.
WrestleZone.com. Yeah. He has a weekly feature on there with a couple of guys.
Yeah.
And you're not going to find, in my opinion, an independent guy with a mind like his for wrestling, especially being a heel and being able to get natural.
And he owns it. He owns it. He, you know, there's times when I'm like, would you please stop talking to me like, you know, like you're in character?
Yeah,
I just want to punch him right in his guzzet, you know what I mean? But hey, listen, he owns it. You got to love that.
He's got the second best beard in the business.
We got to get him on.
Oh, that's easy.
We got to get him on. Maybe next one we'll get him on.
Yeah.
Before Vili comes back, because then he'll just, you know, hey, talking to somebody. Hey.
Hey, wait, you actually wrestle?
He's going to hate us for this, man. But obviously, WrestleMania coming up. You know, listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to shoot the shit. You know, we talked a little MMA today. We talked a little old school stuff. There you go. There's not really much more to talk about.
I didn't make a negative comment about female workers.
You didn't. You're right. You did. You did watch New Japan with JR.
Oh yeah.
How was that?
Like an old, warm, comfortable flannel shirt.
It's just everything was good, right?
Yeah, and
slobber knocker, and he's using those words. You know, you're like, oh, this is JR right here.
The best part was something happened on AXS. Mm-hmm. So, like, something ran over.
Yeah.
So, like, the first 15 minutes of my recording on my DVR was some show with some dude.
Like, what the hell is
but
this?
It was like an interview segment, like a rapid-fire interview segment with Jim Ross.
Ah, okay.
So that was actually really cool, and I was annoyed, but then I realized, like, the rest of the show was there, and then just hearing him open the show was just like,
I'm going to have to catch that.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely have to check it.
And I'll be honest, Mauro Ranallo, fantastic announcer. I think he's a better fit in the E.
Yep.
I genuinely do.
Right.
And I think Ross is going to elevate this New Japan product to a level where it may even surpass Ring of Honor ratings-wise on TV in the States.
Oh, that would be a good thing, man.
Because it's such a comfortable, familiar thing.
Do you ever see, before we go, do you think we'll ever see a New Japan tour of the States?
I hope so.
You know what I mean?
I mean, the fact that they have a working relationship with Ring of Honor means that most of those guys are going to get to come
they
over
go back
here
forth.
And work.
Yep.
The fact that WWE, I believe, is trying to usurp that could ruin a lot of these Japanese guys being able to come over.
Which, of course, they are.
Yeah, but by the same token, I think Vince has to try.
Well, let them run the West Coast.
Yeah.
Because WWE doesn't really go to the West Coast as much as they're on the East Coast.
Not nearly, no.
You know what I mean? So let them run the West Coast. Who cares?
And the Japanese guys are more over on the West Coast.
Right. Yeah, I mean, let them run the West Coast. I mean, what the hell is the big deal? You know? I don't know.
Short flights.
Yeah. You know, go Hawaii. You know what I mean? You go Cali, Arizona. You know, you run the whole East Western Seaboard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That could be cool. But yeah, I'm going to have to check that out then.
Definitely worth it.
There you go. So make sure you do that. We're going to wrap things up today, my friends, and we'll see you next week. It's The B Show, a wrestling podcast.